Today is the 21st of Marachesh, October 30th. We're in the middle of page Chaf Gimel in the L.A. Shore in the first parak dealing with Limud Gemara. And Rav Volpe has emphasized to us that Torah is not a field of study. If I want to be a doctor, I go to medical school. And if I want to become a rabbi, I go to rabbinical school. He didn't use the phrase Kihem Chayenu, which is from Davening, but he quoted numerous Chazals. The Torah is Chayim itself. So right in the middle of the page, Ha'emes hi, the truth is, ki ilulei Torah ein Chayim. Without Torah, there's no life. V'hechra chiyuni, l'limud Torah parus al kol echad v'echad v'yisrael. A vital necessity for the study of Torah is stretched out or is cast upon every member of Klal Yisrael. Ha'cheshek bo yavo, the desire, the interest will come. But the beginning is necessity, not because I had a predilection toward it. It piques my curiosity. It's my kind of thing. What's the difference? You know, we're making the case that I should learn Torah because there's a sense of duty, of necessity. What's the difference? Whether I learn out of desire or out of hechreach? If a person learns because he must, then when the desire, the interest is weakened or is deadened entirely, we don't allow laxity to take dominion, to rule. Out of the recognition that it's a necessity. I'm not into it today, but if the job that I'm doing is vital, it doesn't matter how I feel about it. Lilmod v'lasak b'Torah, to study and to be busy with Torah. V'chi b'li Torah ha'chayim einam chayim. And without Torah, life isn't life. That's the Meshech Chachma's explanation of the pasuk. I think Chafetz Chaim says the same thing. Ki lo davar reikum ikem ki chayechem. Literally translated, it's not something empty from you, for it is your life. So, when it comes to other things, if a person has a certain talent, it's nice. He's musical. If he isn't musical, he's lacking that talent. If he's handsome, nice. If he's not, he's lacking that. If you say somebody is alive, if he's lacking that, you don't say, oh, all right, no, we'll go on. He's dead. So it's kilo devarekum, because that's something one can say I'm empty of, rather it's life. Cheshek u'davar sheberegesh. Desire is something in emotions. Uluf amim b'dvarim katanim hu nifka. And sometimes by small things it can be harmed, it can be affected. Ulam is, and sometimes he feels more inclined or less, sometimes less inclined. Ulam ha'cheshek ba'im ha'limit. But it does come with study. The famous Chazal, v'atem shema'a tishmu v'koli v'shmartem esbrisi v'isim l'skul mikala amim kilicha la'aretz. Pasuk says in Yisrael, and now, if you will listen and surely listen to my voice and you observe my bris to be the chosen nation, etc. Rashi, im ata tekabla lechem, yerav lechem mikan lahaba shekol haskolos kashos. That's one of the early sources for that concept of kol haskolos kashos. Rashi says, if now you'll accept it upon yourself, it will become sweeter for you henceforth. Actually, the Maral on that pasuk, I think it was the Maral. I'm an expert on this now because my daughter had a project in seminary on Kol HaSchalos Kasha, so he came to the right place. but it's actually from the word Ata. There's two things. There's Shamoa Tishmu. Chazal in places make a drush. If you listen, you will listen. I mean, once you get going, it'll take you further. The same thing where if you don't, you won't. That's the famous concept of Tazveni Yom Yomayim Azveka. Rashi quotes from, this is a different thing, but Rashi quotes from Megillah Starim, an old scroll that they had, that if you abandon Torah one day, it abandons you 2 days, because like the way you start going is the way you continue. But this is actually a different thing. It's from the word Va'ata. If you accept it now, it will become sweeter. The beginning is hard, but if you accept it now, so Rav Volpe points out very beautifully, HaKabbalah Me'ata. If you talk about accepting something now, what does that mean? Just do it now. He kabbalas ha'achreach. That means accepting something out of necessity, l'nimad ha'tara. Just do it now. Why don't I wait till I'm more in the mood? Now means you do it whether you want to or not. So that's the notion of ha'achreach. Ki tara ein achas v'shal mektzoa. It's not a field. Kovetz dinim, o makar parnasa, a collection of laws, or a source of income. Ela olam ruchni. Rather, it's a spiritual world. Vechayim. I know. That is life. Lios ezrach ba'olam ruchni zeh. Life is to be a resident in this spiritual world. To have, you know, to be trained and to be comfortable in this spiritual world. V'chol haskolas kashos, all beginnings are hard. Haknisa l'olam ha-Torah, haknisa me'olam gashmi l'toch olam ruchni. The entrance into the world of Torah is an entranceway from a material world to a spiritual world. She'ena mitztantzemes l'shas ha-limud l'vad, elam ha-kifes kol ha-adam, which is not limited, it's not confined to the time of study alone, but it encompasses the whole person. Meaning that it's not just a challenge of when he's actually learning, he's not, you know, there's resistance to it, it's hard for him, it's his whole day is now a different day, it's his whole existence. Olam hagashmi hu olam hadimyonos. The material world is a world of, so dimyonos is hard to translate, we have the same challenge when we learn the Chazonish's Emunah Bitachon, where he talks about putting the seichel in front of the dimyon. People translate dimyon as imagination, but it really means like free thinking, temptation type thinking. It's like what your mind is drawn to. I don't have the perfect word, but you know, the things that the mind is just drawn to. Abo lomo Torah.
Not in a positive way.
Yeah. It's what the mind is drawn to. That's an example.
Does demon originates from the body?
I think so, yeah. It stems from desires. But that can be all kinds of things. It can be desire for cover, it can be desire for actual physical gratification, it can be all kinds of things, but it's what a person is drawn to rather than what the seichel dictates, this is what is good for me. What the Chazon Ish writes about there is that the dimyon is much faster than the seichel. And in any question in life, I immediately want to do X before I think about it. And he uses it also even in terms of judgment. People like to have an opinion on things because they're sort of drawn to that feeling rather than coldly and calculatedly just thinking about what's the real answer. The person who comes to study Torah finds himself in a battle against his demyonos that disturb him, that get in his way of trying to get into the depths of, omek means to the depths of seichel things. It's certainly true today where people can concentrate for more than 10 seconds or 5 seconds because of all the wonderful devices. Peshak v'tarya shal ha-gemara. The basic outline of the Gemara, Be'uri ha-mefarshim, the explanations of the mefarshim. Kol echad ha-lomei Torah, they quote somebody, they once says to Chazon Ish, what was his greatness? He said he could focus on one thing for 6 hours straight or something like that. If you actually focus, this implies this, implies this, what about that? You don't get distracted, you can actually get very far. But if it's every 10 seconds something else, so Chazal described Torah as a karoim, karoim. It becomes like ripped up scraps of paper. I once wanted to say a pshat, because I'll say if you learn and you interrupt, your Torah becomes like torn up. Because what I wanted to say is every piece of paper has to have a margin. You don't write all the way to the edge. So every time you tear a piece of paper, you lose space. You lose surface area because you have to have new margins and new margins. That's your beginning and your end. Wait, where were we holding? Oh yeah, and then you sort of wrap it up at the end. So every time you interrupt, there's some buffer space that gets lost. If anybody who studies Torah has to fight against his dimyonos, it's a strong statement. This is the most serious clash or encounter between truth and falsehood within man. That Dafka specifically, when he opens the Gemara, Kama Demyonos Tokfimoso. How many things in his imagination attack him? Zachronos HaOvar, memories from the past, Daigos HaOsid, worries about the future. kepedos, v'sechsuche ha'hove, things he's upset about, and quarrels in the present. The famous part, the Malach comes to fight with Yaakov Avinu. So they ask, why did no Malach start up with Avram or Yitzchak? So Avram was the symbol of Chesed, and Yitzchak was the symbol of Yira, and Yaakov was the symbol of Torah. So I think the way the Chavetz Chaim said it is, Yitzchak Artemish doesn't matter if a Yid is a Baal Chesed, if a Yid is from a Bia Lantnish, as long as he doesn't learn. So if you want to learn, the Malach comes and starts attacking. Koshi ha-hisrachzos. The difficulty in focus, ein makara b'choser kisharon. The source of it is not in lack of talent. I don't have the head for it. I'm not good at this. It's not true. Ela b'shlitas dimyonos shel adam olav. It's the domination that the dimyonos have over a person. Uva mehiru shematzlichim l'salek ha-dimyonos. And depending on the swiftness with which we are successful in removing the dimyonos hamafriyim, the disturbing dimyonos, tluya haknisa l'limud l'aliyah. That's what the entranceway into learning and elevating oneself depends on, how quickly we can get rid of the dimyonos. Hanichnas l'omek halimud, yadeh levatel dimyonosav. One who enters into the depth of learning and knows how to negate his dimyonos, margish gamas hanimus v'atam shabatar. He tastes the pleasantness and the taste of Torah. Kasha hadimyonos kosmim la'adam b'tziyurim shel hanos v'tanugim v'chol nyayel mazeh. When the dimyonos sort of like entice or enchant, maybe would be the word, a person with images of pleasures of this world and all matters that are this worldly, kasha lo limtzo tam b'ruchnias. Very hard for him to find the taste of ruchnias. V'seichel bari v'amuk, with a healthy and deep seichel. Rak ha'mishtachar b'dimyonos v'zochel azeh. Only a person who frees himself from dimyonos is zocha to this. May we be zocha to break free from olam hazeh and enter into the higher realms of learning.
How do we do it?
Tune in.
No.
Same.